The owners of the Sundial Lakeview Retirement Residence have ambitious plans for their sprawling property on the northern edge of Orillia. On Wednesday, they asked City Council for various official plan and zoning bylaw amendments that would allow them to proceed with the second and third phases of their plan. The second phase involves building a 12-story adult lifestyle apartment building that would be attached, via a two-story amenity building, to the current four-story retirement residence. The building would have 146 units with 146 parking spaces, 25% of which are for visitors, provided in outdoor and indoor parking structures. The third phase would feature a 14-story apartment building that would be home to 132 units. The land this building would be constructed on is proposed to be severed from the balance of the property. There would be 170 parking spaces allocated for this building. Yusin Nimji, co-founder and president of the retirement residence and the development company that built it, said he estimates it will cost $80 million to construct the two new buildings. The plans are dramatically different from what was originally envisioned. The plan, at first, was to build a second four-story building connected to the retirement home. Then, in 2018, the developer sought, and obtained approval from the city, to build a seven-story building instead. Nimji said market forces dictated the changes to the plan. We're trying to build out what was always envisioned for the site, which is a seniors community, offering a continuum of care, Nimji explained to council at a special public meeting Wednesday. He said the goal is to service those considered young seniors to those who may require advanced care. Saying the Sundial has the best staff in Simcoe County, he noted there are still some residents at the home that have been there since it partially opened in 2017. He said the second phase 12-story building will be geared to younger seniors. It's geared to more of a 70-year-old. Someone may be gearing down from work, but looking to have a place to lock up and travel, looking for a rental option that still provides them with food if they want it, access for someone to do their housekeeping or laundry if they desire, he explained, noting there would be no care services provided to people who live in this building. The third phase, the 14-story apartment building, will not cater to just seniors, he said. But given the need in the community, we expect the 132 suites to be filled very quickly given the demand, said Nimji, noting they receive 10 to 15 inquiries each week from prospective residents, 25% of whom are looking for a seniors building. He said that need is what spawned changes to plans for the site. The need is more acute now than ever. We expect, given demand within the community and surrounding area, we expect to tilt toward an older demographic in the apartment building. Josh Morgan, a planner contracted by Nimji to help steer the development, outlined the exemptions to current planning policy that are needed to pave the way for the development. He said amendments to the official plan are required to allow the increased height and permit the fewer parking spaces the plan calls for while also allowing parking in what would be considered the front yard of the development. The zoning bylaw amendments are required for the same reasons. City staff have reviewed the plans and have been working with the developer for the past 2 years on the project. They have no concerns with the plans, nor do any outside agencies that have reviewed the plans, noted a staff report. Morgan said the property is in the city's living area intensification designation, which allows this type of development. He noted the official plan, approved in 2010, rightfully and wisely identified areas within the city where significant growth was to be directed, because they have sufficient municipal services and can handle traffic flows. This property lands within that designation, which is where they are supposed to be directed, he explained. He noted the official plan directs the city to provide an appropriate range of housing options and densities to meet projected market-based and affordable housing needs of current and future residents. This development directly achieves these municipal objectives, Morgan said, adding it also conforms to the goals and objectives of the provincial policy statement and the growth plan for the Greater Golden Horseshoe while facilitating appropriate residential growth. This is exactly, in my opinion, the type of intensification the city will require in order to reduce its current urban sprawl pressures, Morgan stressed. I live in Orillia and I'm very aware of the Stop Sprawl Orillia movement. It has an impact and I'm following that quite closely, he told council. This is exactly the type of project that speaks to that. He said the city will face difficult decisions related to sprawl. But this is the type of project that sends, I think, a clear message. This is how the city needs to consider growing in the future to limit the amount of sprawl that will occur. After a 40-minute presentation, there were no concerns raised by members of the public. However, Mayor Don McIsaac and Count Luke Leatherdale raised concerns about the number of parking spots. Morgan countered that research and studies show parking for the 282 total units for the two buildings is enough, without question. He said a parking study evaluated five other apartment buildings in Orillia. Two were seniors-oriented and three were standard. In all cases, on average, there was less than one spot per unit, he explained. In addition, a Transportation Tomorrow survey was conducted in 2016. It noted there were 4,400 apartment units in Orillia and that data showed there was less than one car per unit. This is very appropriate, he said of the number of parking spaces. Count Jay Fallis said he is sensitive to heights and wondered about the precedent of allowing an amendment to the city's planning bylaws allowing taller buildings. Ian Sugden, the city's general manager of development services and engineering, said it's not a concern. Each and every application must stand on its own 2 feet, he said, noting any precedent being set as only slightly relevant. A different location has different characteristics, and would have to be evaluated thoroughly. He said, this is the type of proposal that is encouraged in intensification areas. Count Ralph Sapala asked about capacity at the site for snow storage and also urged the developer to create a parquet at the site. Nimji countered there is ample space for snow to be stored, including a 14-meter corridor along the roadway. He also said the site has a lot of open space that currently is home to patios and several gazebos. We have 3 acres of green space on phase 1 and 2, he said. Other concerns were raised about accessibility and affordability and about the lack of grocery stores and other retail options in the area. There are no units that will be deemed affordable as part of this development. City Council will consider the plan at its next regular meeting expected to be held January 16.